Okay, it is 6 o'clock, and I think we can get started. Welcome, everybody. This is the Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting, February 16th of 2021. I'm calling this meeting to order. The meeting is being recorded. The first item on our agenda is roll call, identification of callers. So myself, Robin Provost-Carlson, I'm here. We have Brian.
I'm here.
Gloria.
I'm here.
Helma. Helma's here.
I'm here.
Sue Lively.
Here.
Pat McGann.
Here and recording.
Thank you. And who else? Is that all of us? Who am I missing? Is Pam here?
I'm here.
Oh, there
Hi.
You are. Hi, Pam.
Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Brian, I think that's it because there's two of these are me and two. It looks like two. Helmer, you got two going too.
Well, I didn't think I did, but I had problems getting on, so there may be two of me.
Okay. All right. So
looks
I guess
like
we're
there's
all
two
here.
Of me.
I think that's it. Welcome. Okay. So the next is review of the agenda. Gloria, anything on the agenda?
Yeah, I would like to add under other business rental opportunity. I think it's a rental opportunity.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Brian, anything review on for the agenda?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Helma, anything we need to add?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Very good. So the next item is public comment.
I mean,
is there any public? Whoops, go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say there's a couple of resignation letters in the mail, but they're both in the mail.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So next, we do have a 6:15 appointment. And before that, we have time for public comment, if there's any, for the few people that are here. Public comment, anybody? Sue, Pat, Pam. When Jesse's here, public comment section right now if anyone's interested. Jesse just signed on.
I just want to say okay. I appreciated the conversation I had with the people who stayed on the meeting after it was over last week. It was nice to actually have a conversation with people who were willing to listen.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Okay, if that's it, we have some time before the 6:15 budget hearing with the highway superintendent. So I'm gonna get my clock set up here. There we go. So let's see. We can review the minutes. So we have a review of minutes of February 9th, 2021. Gloria?
Yep, hold on a second. I got to get them up here on the screen. Okay. Let's see. Under COVID-19 concerns, where it says the board reviewed the policy documents for the public indoor hotspot, I want to add the word and made some changes. Under request for use of 18 Jacobs Road, the board received a request from Jonathan Diamond. I want to add the word received. under town coordinators report, the Northeast IT. Didn't Brian and I vote to approve two new accounts for an additional $480?
Yes.
So may we could add that. Okay, we could add that.
Yes.
And under mail, the second to the last one, I just, for anybody reading these in the future, the second to last one where it says COVAX refunding of Ovidil, can we just make sure that everyone knows that was an email from the Board of Health, not Betsy, as just a regular human?
Yes.
And that's, okay, thanks. And that's all I have.
Okay, Brian, anything for you on the minutes?
That was everything that I saw.
Okay, that is the case. We'll have a motion, please.
I move that we accept the minutes of February 9th as amended.
Second.
Oh, actually, there's a little typo on the top, too, in the date. I just noticed. But anyway, that's another amendment. Sorry. Or maybe it's just on mine. My cat walked on it.
What do you have?
I just had the 2021-0, but it was probably because my cat walked on it.
Yeah, it's just 2020 on mine, at least.
All right, so reiterate my motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
And I'll abstain. I wasn't here. All right. Thank you. Let's see. I think we still have a little more time. We have a little more time. So maybe we'll go down. How about building maintenance? Anything on the salt shed, Brian?
Nothing new. The engineer's got everything he needs.
Okay.
And, getting a design from them pretty soon for a repair.
Okay. And I think we were holding on the doors anyways until we find out more about the salt shed repair. But I also did make contact with the locksmith, and he's going to be coming up at some point next week. And when I know what that is, I'll let you know, Hilma. To take a look at the hardware for both of those doors.
Okay.
Both of those.
Yeah. I speak to Carter weekly about the salt shed. So,
okay.
I told him as soon as I hear from the engineer, I'll let him know.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Wow, we still have some more time. We could jump down into, or how about COVID-19 indoor hotspot? Hilma, I think you want to give us an update on that?
Sure. So I made the amendments to the documents, the policy and protocol and all that. Kind of did a little revision with the registration and the waiver form in terms of the information required, which was a little different because we're dealing primarily like with adults as opposed to school children. So those documents were all ready to go. Pam came in to town hall last Friday afternoon. She graciously made copies of everything. Pat has been working on, I don't know what, revising the calendar that they purchased, like the use calendar, setting up like forms and links to the calendar and everything so that the way it's going to work is that people that want to, say, reserve a time or reserve space to use the hotspot, they can either, like, go to the town website and use, like, the form that Pat has developed, or they can contact the town coordinator. one way or the other. And so it's the calendar, the schedule is set up with like the number of available spots. And then when somebody like say reserves, they want Wednesday morning from 10 to 12, it will go on the calendar. And so that's one spot that is reserved and not available. There's also the opportunity for people to do like walk-ins if they want, but it's set up that, you know, anyone making reservations, they have certainly first rights to the available spots, and that if somebody, you know, just wants to walk in, if there's space available, they will certainly be let in. If there isn't space available, then, you know, unfortunately, they'll have to come back another time. That's how it's set up. I believe, even though I haven't been there, you know, I believe any necessary rearrangements of furniture and what have you have been done in the gym. It's up and running. And I was thinking that I would send out perhaps like an old town email, letting people know that the service and the space is available and how they can sign up if they want to.
Great.
Wilma, I was wondering if you could put a little note about it on the webpage, you know, just to say that it's available, and then they should go to the building use page to find out how to sign up. Or is that like a challenge?
Okay, just in the news, like in the town news or something?
Yeah, those little news blurbs that we have on there. I don't think it has to be very complicated, just.
Great, Gloria, do you have any questions for him on that?
Nope, I don't know all that.
Brian, did you have any other questions?
Comments? I don't. No, I don't have any.
Okay. All right. Let's see, 6:13. So we have a couple more minutes. Other COVID-19 concerns, updates, anything under that category for another minute or so, Gloria?
No, I have nothing for that category.
Anything else, Brian, that falls under there?
No.
Do you have anything else for us?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. Wow.
We're going very quickly here.
Let's see. We have a minute left. I assume we'll start seeing Finance Committee and Jeff also.
I just chimed in.
Okay, hi Jeff. I see Ned's coming in. Hi Ned.
Hi.
As well.
Hello.
What else we got?
Here they come.
Jan.
Hi Jan.
Hello. Alice is here.
Alice. Ken coming tonight?
He's on his way over.
Okay. As soon as Ken gets here, we can start. All right, Ken, where are you? Oh.
There he is.
There he coming.
Connecting.
Hi,
Ken.
Hi.
Hi. I guess you guys are all here, so it is 6:16, so we can open up the budget hearing for the Highway Department. We have the Highway Superintendent, Jeff, is here with us. And I would like to at least start with just a brief recognition and thank you to the highway crew. This has been a long winter for all of us, and in particular for the folks that take care of our roads for us. So I'm sure that I'm speaking for everyone that's here when I give you a thank you, Jeff, and I would appreciate it if you could extend that to the rest of the crew, because I know.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks. So we're going to open up with the budget hearing. We have a handful of different items. We have your actual submission for your budget.
Mm-hmm.
We have a capital expenditure request form. I think Helma sent out to everyone for us the vehicle and equipment log that we've started making changes to bring everybody up to date. And I think that's it. People have also seen, I know that there was some communication and talk about the capital plan for Heath. That's been sent out to people as well, just so people have that and that they can take a look at. But if you want to start, Jeff, and kind of bring us up to speed with your requests, and then we can open it up to any type of questions and conversation.
Sure. So in hindsight, I left everything the same for the most part. I reduced three line items, one being summer temp help. We really haven't got into that much summer temp help, and when we do, it's usually our transfer station attendant. What other one did I do?
Tree removal.
Tree removal, yep. I just wanted to make that an even number. we spent $6,000 so far in that account this year, and that was through the FERCOG bid for bucket truck operators through Northern. We had some work done on Burrington Hill before paving to kind of open that up. And wildlife damage control, the bulk of that we already did. So now we're just in that process of, you know, it's going to decrease and decrease, where we pay, I think, $750 a year for their services. So if everything keeps up, and, you know, we should be good for a while until something happens, and then we'll have to increase that. The reason why I didn't change much, and I don't know if a lot of you pay attention to the stock market, but I don't know what inflation's going to do. Oil now, you know, we were at one point negative $37 a barrel. We're up to over $60 a barrel for raw crude. So our fuel prices are going to skyrocket here pretty soon. And so I wanted to be safe and leave things, you know, the same.
Okay. And you have one capital expense.
When do we do our fuel bids?
I'm going to work on all my bids tomorrow. They need to be in by March 5th. So I have to go through that and do all my bid summaries. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Last year, Andrea sent out stuff early to get us locked into what I think we're paying $1.98 a gallon for diesel right now. So that's super cheap. Hopefully, you know, she sends that bid out like she did last year, and we can get locked in at a low rate again. The percentage of that happening is low, but you never know. And I do have a capital request, and this request is for, this is just a, I mean, this is what a budget, our budget would be. So this is a lump sum I put in for $50,000. I don't know if it's going to cost that much. I just used that. I actually had someone come up and look, still waiting for numbers, but I didn't tell them how much I asked for. So the capital request is to refurbish our 2011 Komatsu front loader. So this is the one that we use to load salt, load sand, you know, push back snowbanks, load gravel. And being a 2011, I figured if we can sink this much money into it to get it back to where I believe it needs to be, and this includes, you know, new hydraulic lines, new fittings, paint. So this is, you know, sandblasting and paint and clear coat and all that. To increase the lifespan of the machine. I mean, it's a 2011 where 10 years is looking pretty rough. And, you know, it, in the summertime, it sits down in the gravel pit in the sunlight, and then in the wintertime, it sits in the sand salt shed. But that was my only request, because I know our financial needs are limited, and it's tough to find money. So,
okay, thanks, Jeff. So, Brian, you started with a question. Do you have other questions for Jeff on his budget request or the capital expenditure?
I don't. It seems pretty straightforward and reasonable. Okay.
Gloria?
What is the typical lifespan of a front loader?
20 to 30 years.
So, is this one in worse shape than most would be at 11 years old?
I should say 20 to 30 years in a construction setting. So in a construction setting, you're not going to use it like a highway department does. So in a, as a highway department, that machine travels, you know, 57 miles of Heath roads constantly. It's always outside. It's in salt, in sand, in gravel. I can give you a construction time, you know, 20 to 30 years, but as far as the highway time, I can't give you that answer.
I appreciate it. I just had no idea.
Jeff, will they check the issue, like the question and all that, as they're doing the refurbishing, or is that something outside of what you're scoping?
Yeah, so if CN Wood, which is a Komatsu dealer, which these are the people that actually I talk to, they have a store in Hatfield, but the machine would actually go to Worcester. That's where their paint and their body and their, you know, that's their big thing down there, their big company. And it all depends on what we want them to do. So if, you know, if we have a set budget and we tell them this is what our number is, it can't go over it, we'll address the immediate needs first and then secondary needs after, and wherever the money goes, you know, we'll have to stop if it goes over. And in my eyes, $50,000 is a lot of money. I wouldn't think it would go over that. But, I mean, I think I spent $7,000 last year just replacing fenders and steps and, you know, certain pieces that were, you know, important for the machine. So, I mean, the market drives everything. So if metal's up, the parts are going to be up. If tariffs are still going, you know, the prices are going to be up. So it all depends on what goes on beyond our means.
Jeff, you said, this is Robin, you said that you were getting numbers in from somebody. When do you think you'll have those back? I know this.
I just spoke to him last week.
Okay.
So I'm hoping, I have his card at the office, and I'm hoping within a week or so.
Okay. All right. So we have time to kind of double check and at least get some idea of what we're looking at in the request. Yeah. Okay, Ned, Finance Committee.
Yes.
Ned, do you have any questions for Jeff?
I'm thinking of the grader, in which a lot of money's invested, but isn't it true that in the case of the grader, the cost for big maintenance jobs were driven by repairs, sort of just had to be done. In this case, it's the maintenance would be somewhat preventative. Is that fair? I mean, I'm not aware so far of the grader having very costly maintenance work. Is that correct?
I believe it was 3 years ago when Mike Shattuck was superintendent. He had to spend $36,000 for a transmission rebuild, and then another $16,000 or $20,000 to replace their center pin on the grader. And the grader at this time has over 9,000 hours, and that machine was actually purchased before I even was hired by the town. And I think that machine had 6,000 hours on it when it was purchased.
Yeah. The loader was purchased new, wasn't it?
Correct. And that was before my time too. So this would be a preventive maintenance type expenditure.
Yeah.
But it would cost to buy new relatively $200,000-$250,000 to replace it.
Yeah. Okay, that's my question.
I have a couple of questions. This is Will, Finance Committee.
Go ahead.
Hey, Will.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing.
A clarification on your spreadsheet, you have truck number 3, driver Jeff, and then
correct.
You list International 7400 truck model, I understand that. And you say the year is 2020, and then you said replaced with 2021 Freightliner in March of 2020. So I'm a little confused with that line. What exactly do you in there?
That's a typo. It was a 2004 International 7400.
Okay. All right.
That was replaced with the 2021 Freightliner.
Okay, got it. All right, that makes sense. And the only other question I have, you know, when we get around to replacing this grader, which we probably will eventually, have you or has the town ever considered leasing equipment versus buying it outright and doing a trade-off?
I want to explore that option because for the amount of summer use that the grader gets, I think it would be worth it. But in hindsight, we used it in the winter time to shelf our snowbanks back. What the trucks can't do, we need that to do it for us. So I do want to explore that option. I think it might be cheaper.
Yeah,
I think Will is probably saying that he's considering a full-time lease, just like you would lease a car. Is that right, Will?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
it would be similar to what large farmers do. I mean, often they'll lease combines and large tractors and then, you know, turn them in after 3 years or whatever, a certain number of hours.
I will look into that.
That's all I have. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Thanks, Will. Other finance committee? Ken, how about you? Do you have any questions for Jeff?
I do. I do have one question. You know, when we're talking about refurbishing the bucket loader, or how often, how long does that piece of equipment set with salt setting all over it? That's eating away at it, as opposed, you know, I just wonder how long it sets here, where in between where it gets the salt gets washed off of it.
Well, we try to rotate all the equipment as best we can. I mean, we have four highway trucks that are on the road and in salt all the time, so we try to keep them washed. We got a backhoe, a tractor that goes out, and the loader that goes out. So we try to rotate them as much as we can. So when we wash them, we bring them in the garage and dry them off so they don't freeze.
Just a rough guessing off the top of your head, though. So during the course of the winter, when it's setting in the salt shed, how many times do you think that it actually gets the salt cleaned off of it, so it's not just sitting on it?
A very good number would probably be 7 to 8 times.
Okay.
That it gets washed throughout the winter. And it all depends on the winter too. So the more use that gets into that salt pile or sand pile, then we try to wash it as off as much as we can.
I understand.
Any other budget questions, Ken?
No.
Alice?
Following up on Ken's thought, which I'm assuming he's going to how much we're actually trying to maintain our equipment and going to the longevity of keeping this stuff together. I'm going to go on a limb and say we don't have a wash bay and a separator. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
Just checking. Maybe the budget. My suspicion was pretty sure that we didn't, but when I heard about them washing outside and bringing them in to dry, I mean, that's kind of like, that has so many things wrong with it right out of the gate. and next, you know, how much are we dealing with undercoating? Because we know that the green rock salt stuff, which is very, very expensive, what, $12 or $22 more per yard or whatever, that goes onto these vehicles because it's rotting all of our vehicles. How much are you guys dealing with undercoating or stuff like that as far as preventative on not just the trucks, but on the grader and the loader and the tractor?
As far as the grader, loader, and the tractor, there's no undercoating done. As far as the trucks, we send them to a licensed person that actually does the undercoating.
Gotcha. Does it make sense to have somebody come to us to do our larger pieces of equipment when it comes to the price tag that goes along with them?
I haven't looked into that. Because I know when we bring the trucks there, it's an enclosed facility with ventilation and plastic, and because they're using oils and contaminants that need to be controlled. So I don't know if anyone would actually legally be able to do that.
Right. Well, I guess that goes to the wash bay. I mean, we're probably spraying stuff outside in a non-controlled environment with all of the salt and excess.
Yeah. Well, that's why I mean, I tell them, I said, you guys need to use salt. soap because you need the detergent to break down the salt
right,
and the
right.
compounds in the salt. But
so what I guess I'll let you a quick follow up. So the loader is a 2010?
I believe it's a 2011.
11. Okay. So it's approximately
10 years old,
and we're looking at, I mean, I know a lot of, have we looked at used equipment at all from like Munibid or some of those things, maybe a town that
out functionality east? Wise, it works fine. And it's safety wise, it's fine. I'm looking to prevent replacement and failure now instead of down the road.
Preventive maintenance.
This is Jan. Is this something that could be put off for 2 years?
I don't think we should.
Okay.
It's only going to get worse. I think that the year of the machine, the hours of the machine, the functionality of the machine, and as much as we use the machine and rely on it, I think you need to tackle it now before it gets to a point where you're going to sink more money into it.
Well, you would know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, your wheel bearing's bad in your car. Do you keep driving it or do you fix it?
Depends on your budget.
In this case, it does.
Yeah.
Jeff, this is Gloria. In a pinch, would Chapter 90 money cover any part of this? I'm not saying the whole thing, but could we use it for that?
I mean, I can talk to David Stokes, our district rep, about it. I know Chapter 90 will pay for equipment purchases that, you know, involve, you know, for the roads and stuff to maintain roads. But as everyone knows, you know, the state doesn't really help us out except for the Chapter 90. So we kind of invest just about everything in the Chapter 90 to our road infrastructure the best we can. So but I can contact them and ask them.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, if in a pinch when we get down to the wire and we really want to do it, but we, you know, maybe could we grab like 20 grand or 25,000 from Chapter 90? That's what I was thinking. But
he's very good at returning any emails or phone calls. So
yeah. Okay, thanks. I mean, this is kind of premature, but I don't, you know, it's nice to have that backup information.
Other questions for Jeff?
Maybe more of a general statement. We should have had some leftover money left over from free cash last year because it rolled, and then my understanding, we had like 26,000 and then things got reallocated. Do we know could we use wherever that money has since plopped itself? Could we then take from that? Just
actually,
as Gloria. An offset.
Yeah, this is Gloria. We could. Do you have any idea we don't know how much we're getting and what we're going to need it for, but yes, we've used free cash for vehicles, as you know, I guess, in the past. But, Alice, do you have any idea when we're going to have our free cash certified?
The majority of the towns were bogged down in the state sometime into late January, so I think they're just getting themselves ramped back up.
So on another question, which I hope is okay to ask because it's not necessarily highway related, but it just occurred to me. Do you have any idea when we're going to get our tax rate? There's only six left that don't have them, and we're one of them.
Oh, I know. Let me tell you, I have no email today. I haven't had an email for 4 days. I am beyond out of my mind with the IT problems that I've been having. So this laptop is, it was a solution. It's just been bogging me down. So we have to have things done and ready to go before the end of March. So my hope is middle of March. But
I don't understand what the holdup is, honestly, because it's kind of hard to do budgeting without having a clue as to what the tax rate's going to be.
Well, if I had IT that had been developed and should have been dealt with 10 years ago, I wouldn't be in this boat. This is the second time in 2 years that I've been dealing with this. And quite frankly, to sit and have to constantly be dealing on one day a week, whether I'm going to have a computer that's going to run, is unacceptable.
I did get a new computer,
but they had to build the server into it, and unfortunately, it's slower than
that. Anyway, this is off topic. I didn't just start it. Sorry, I was just curious.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, go back. This is Kim. But it Gloria, it does make sense because refurbishing the loader makes sense. Preventive maintenance is always better than reactive maintenance, provided we can afford it.
Right, and as Alice pointed out, we probably should get a pretty good hunk of free cash. We just don't know what it's going to be yet.
Well, and this isn't a final conversation on this budget. This is the first of the budget hearing so that we can start getting some numbers and put into place. I don't think anybody planned to have a final decision on things this evening. And as we all know, we have to keep going back multiple times and taking a look at these numbers as everybody's numbers get pulled together. But at least we have this information. We know we're going to get further information back from Jeff on the cost, the actual what he thinks will be the cost on the front end loader for refurbishment. So, you know, maybe we're looking at less money. We just got to wait a couple more weeks on that. As soon as that information gets back to Jeff, he'll get that to me, and I'll share it with everyone right off. Let's see, so are there other questions on the actual proposed budget that Jeff presented? Anything else, Gloria?
No, thanks, Jeff. I think you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What's the story on the streetlights? Is that part of the highway budget?
No.
I think it's listed under my budget, but it's not.
Yeah.
Kind of like cemetery mowing. It's really not your jurisdiction, but you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But Hilma usually takes care of the bills for the streetlights.
Yeah.
Jeff, this is Ken.
Yeah.
When you do get the a better estimate on the cost for refurbishing the loader, can you get it itemized so that possibly, depending on the amount of money we have, maybe instead of doing it all, we could prioritize based on the itemization that you get?
Does that make sense? I guess I can ask, but I'm assuming that if you want it itemized, I'm going to have to ship the machine so they can look at it and go through the whole machine. And they'll itemize it on their end, which means that I won't have the machine.
Oh, gotcha.
The weakest link in any machine is your hydraulics. So your hoses are the weakest link.
Yeah. And I I do understand that when it breaks down on the highway, then it becomes much more expensive than preventive maintenance.
No, I'm just saying, Ken, that, you know, when we have a hydraulic line blow on our trucks, it's anywhere from $80 to $300. So, I mean, it's just, in that specific machine has a lot of hydraulic lines. So, I mean, the price could be $3,000 just for lines and fittings, or more than that. And then you had the articulate and pin, and you have, you know, the cylinder seals, stuff like that. So, I mean, it would be a big itemized list, but in order for that to be precise, I mean, I think the best bet would be to send it to the facility, and they'd have to just inspect and go through the whole thing.
Got it. Yeah. When I was thinking of itemization, I was thinking of, like, you know, breaking it down between hydraulic lines, fittings, and the cosmetic part.
And they may be able to do that because they have the parts book. So they, you know, but I can ask them.
Okay.
Jeff, is this somebody who is in relation to the certified mechanic for the front end loader by the brand?
He's a sales rep for CN Wood.
So I'm assuming that means he specializes in Komatsus?
He's a Komatsu dealer.
Yeah. So theoretically...
Daryl Cutter actually works for him.
Oh.
As a, in the parts department.
Yep. My assumption is, though, is if we're going to, where if the work is going to be done in Worcester, that's going to be man hours back and forth, dropping it, secondary person going down. I'm just thinking, is there someone more low? Are you doing it just for the quote? And or is there someone we can look at more locally that we don't need to deal with the, you know, 2 hours each way for down and back?
Well, I mean, initially I thought that they'd be able to do it right in Hatfield because that's, you know, that's okay. The store that we go to.
Yeah.
Is in Hatfield. But their paint and body and all that type of stuff is in Worcester. There's also Rose Ledge Trucking. They do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And Irving. I can ask Timmy. He's pretty busy, so I don't know if he'll have time to look at it. But
well, ultimately, if you end up with a quote, that's not necessarily who we'd be going with. I mean, then you got to go out to bid.
Correct.
So theoretically, we could end up with somebody local that would save us time. Not saying that Rose Ledge has the time now, but maybe by the time, you know, funding's in place, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
Other finance committee questions for Jeff?
I have no more questions.
Gloria, anything else for Jeff?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Brian.
Related to budget.
Okay, so Jeff, my questions are, I'm curious about your current budget. Do you have any concerns where you stand with your budget now and what's coming down the pike?
My winter maintenance is on the verge of overspending, or it will be overspent because I had to replace all the edges on my plows. But I believe because of the way the winter's gone, I'm hoping it'll leave soon. We should have money to cover that in the salt and sand budget. And I believe that's the only line item that is concerned. Maintenance is kind of low because I had to sink a lot of money into Donnie's truck this year to get that where it needs to be. And I think, yeah, as far as that, materials, I'm good in materials. But I think I have $800-something left in winter equipment maintenance. And my edges were 900 and something dollars.
I think, and this may have changed because I haven't heard one way or another from the finance committee, but a couple things just to let you know. I think that, and I guess I should also say if this is incorrect, they can correct me, but I believe they have decided that Will be the person from the finance committee that will be in touch with you at some point in time about your budget, kind of to go over some other thoughts or questions. And also, I think that the finance committee is talking about looking at consolidation of some of the line items on each in the budget. So that may be one of the items that they talk to you about, just to let you know. It wasn't mentioned, but I think that that's one of the things that they've been talking about in their meetings. So you may hear about that if you want to think, kind of look at your budget and think about it that way. And then I have one other question, and I'm just going to put it back out there. I threw this out there last year. I threw it out a couple times, so I'm going to just throw it out there again. And that is talking about the line item for cemeteries. I think last year I asked, and Hilma was the one I think had to answer it. But if some of the costs for the care of the cemeteries could come out of the cemetery income that we have, or money that's sitting there already. I know that that was one of the things we started talking about last year, but I just want to throw that out there again this year for a conversation at some point. So those are my questions and comments. So Jeff, anything else from you for all of us?
Nothing on the budget.
Okay, so one last chance on the budget. Ned, were you going to say something?
I was just going to express appreciation for you and Jeff having worked on the log with its helpful information about the equipment.
Yeah, we should say, too, just kind of to follow up on that, notice that there's two trucks there, one and two, and one of them is much older than the other, but those still have to be on our radar. I guess, Jeff, in your money that you have, do you plan on any type of repairs, large scale repairs on either one of those two trucks?
I'm hoping not. I don't plan on it. I mean, okay. I didn't plan on sinking $17,000 in the Donnie's truck too this year, but we had to because there was, you know, just broken stuff on it. And it was kind of kicking the butt, but we had to take it just to make it safe. So.
Okay. Ned, were you going to have a follow-up on that? I'm sorry, I may have cut you off there.
The matter's been kind of addressed, noticing that one truck is much newer than the other one, and yet is, at least for this year, has been costing more. But it's hard to tell from year to year, I guess.
Yeah, I think that just a general statement. I think, and Jeff and I have talked about this a little bit. I think in general, we have to, it takes a while for a person to kind of settle into a job the size of a town's highway superintendent. And I think there's a lot of growing pains and there's a learning curve. And I think that we are at that point now where that has happened with Jeff. I think that, you know, Jeff's been with us long enough now, just in the town in general, but also working in this position, that now he's kind of getting his bearings, his direction, and the way he wants things to run and how he sees that they're going to happen. And there also comes growing pains of the crew during that period of time. And I think that there's always a handful of years where the superintendent has to really figure out how he's going to handle the crew. And I think that that's come a long way. And the reason I say that is because I think it extends into how people in general take care of equipment. We've always had concerns about the care of our trucks and equipment, about the salt issues, about storage of them, about cleaning of them. I mean, these are continued concerns that we've had throughout the years with all of our superintendents and how they handle the crew and make sure that they do those chores and take those responsibilities on to allow our equipment to last longer. I think now Jeff is in a position where he can start really focusing on now the next step is how do we better care for our equipment for the longevity of it. And he's heard the feedback from people, and that's what he's going to continue working on. And I do think that a conversation is going to come up soon about those two trucks. You know, one of them has taken, yes, a lot of money this year. They've both taken some money, but one much more than the other. And we do have to keep on discussing that. When is that replacement of those trucks, one or both of them? So, and that piece about the grader also. And then the bigger picture, I think, is the whole question about how long do you keep band-aiding and washing trucks outside? And we talked about the wash bay. Those are bigger conversations we have to have, but they all take part as part of this conversation about the budget for the highway department. We have to start dealing with the building at some point. That doesn't even get discussed. We talk about the trucks, we talk about the manpower, but we have to keep remembering about the building. And which leads me to one last question, Jeff. OSHA, how are we with OSHA, and is there anything we need to be doing for that budget-wise?
As far as OSHA, I believe we're okay. I'm with JJ Keller. They send me the monthly info in terms of literature, posters, anything like that. I mean, it costs us, you know, $660 a year, but it's very important to have on hand. Yeah. It's all up to date. They send you you have to take stuff out, put stuff in. The only thing that I need to do on my end is I still have to create proper operating procedures for certain machines and have them on hand with training logs. But I haven't heard anything from the Department of Safety or any laws changing. We did have, I believe it was a fire marshal, that we need hot spot training. Ken, can you correct me if I'm wrong? Is it hot spot training?
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, so when you have welding equipment and stuff like that, you're supposed to have hot spot training at a certain area, and you have to stay so long after any welding procedure has happened and check for hot spots. Because I believe was it Holland, Mass, that their highway department burnt down? One of them highway departments burnt down because of a welding. They welded something and a fire started after the crew left and took out their whole fleet.
Okay.
But I can talk with Nick about that because he was present at the time. So.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, anything else on the budget before we wrap that up? All right, great. Thanks, Finance Committee. Jeff is going to still be here. I don't know if you guys are going to hang tight. He's going to give us an update on the small bridge grant. I don't know if you guys are hanging or if you're going back to your meeting.
I think the Finance Committee wants to hear about the bridge.
All right. Take it away, Jeff. Give us a little update.
All right. So in 2018, there was an application to the small bridge program that was put into the state. And in the final months of that program, the town of Heath was selected for a $500,000 grant for a superstructure replacement on Bridge H14-003 on Jacksonville Stage Road, which is right before West Branch over by Jerry Smith and Heidi and Kelly Griswold's house. And I had no idea about it. Imagine that. I got phone calls from everyone. So when we finally got the award letter, I contacted five or six engineering firms and asked them to, you know, give us an estimate, you know, quote on engineering. And it was a lengthy process. You know, I'm a novice, not going to lie. I needed help. And, you know, me and Robin worked through it. And we selected the engineering firm VHB, and we notified them. And the next step was to notify the state of our firm. So we did, and we got the contract from the state, which we'll get all signed up and sent back to them through PDF. And from there, that goes to the engineering firm, and we start the process of getting a new bridge over there. That's about all I know about it. We still have to go out to bid for construction fees and all that, but I think, I don't know if, yeah, I think Andrea and the Ferd Cog, we can go through them to do that. But
that's great. I think you did a good job, Jeff. And we did, and you did get some help from the Ferd Cog too. So they were behind.
I did. Yeah. I forgot Andrea helped me out a little bit there.
Yeah. Did you actually get a quote? Did you get a quote on the engineering? A dollar figure?
Yeah.
Can you say what that was?
I thought I sent all the quotes to you, Robin, and Gloria.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that. But...
yeah, it was a while ago.
All right, if you don't know, I'll look it up. I just was curious. I've worked with that engineering firm before, Springfield. They're pretty good.
They were the most cost effective.
Yeah.
So do we have a quote or do we have a price on the construction side of it?
Not yet. No, actually, well, it was a pre-estimate, right? Pre-construction?
Yeah.
Was it enough to be covered by the grant?
Yes.
But subsequently, we may have to pay for the engineering costs? Some of it, maybe?
I don't believe so.
It sounds like it all can be covered.
Do they have a time frame on how long it'll take, roughly?
I can't remember. I don't have that information on hand right now, Alice.
That's okay. Just wondered if you knew.
I think I do know that it all depended on if we wanted to close that section of road and detour or if we weren't going to close.
Right. Were they thinking of doing like a split, doing half one side, half the other? Because I think that's a discussion we're having here in Coleraine on a bridge.
Yeah. I mean, I the last time I talked to them, I said it all depends on when this happens. If it happens during school time, right, there's no way we can close it. Of course, that was before COVID. But, I mean, if it doesn't happen during school time, I think it's like a 3-month process. If you just close it, they can jam it out. But And then it depends on, what's the word I'm looking for? Landowners.
Yeah, you know, easements and all of that.
And easements. So, you know, if Kelly wanted to get across there to get to his section of land, the Crowning Shield property, then, you know, he has a, you know, legitimate fight. So. But I think it's in our hands, too, because when the bridge down by Sheila's got replaced, I think it was like it needed to be done in 45 days or you get fined, blah, blah, blah. And it was done. So
we have one like that in Coleraine on the Coleraine Heath line right now. It's like at a, if it has to be closed, whether we can, because that's the next main artery for egress from Vermont and whatnot. So it's in that same area. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah.
Anybody have any other questions for Jeff?
I'm all set. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
I'm all set.
I'm good. And I think you're doing a great job on the road this winter. It's been a little bit challenging.
Thank you. Well, it was nice and easy up until mid-January.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you need anything else from us while we're here?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Great. Well, thank you.
All right.
We'll be back. We'll keep in touch over the budget, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from, I think, Will.
Yep. Tentatively next Thursday.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you guys.
Okay. So, Robin, the Finance Committee will be leaving to reconvene to look at a transfer request.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Thanks, Finance Committee.
See you later. Bye.
Now I gotta fit.
Just gonna give him a chance here. Great. Select Board, anything in closing on the budget hearing? Gloria?
No, I thought Jeff was very thorough.
Yeah. Brian, anything? Any questions?
I have none.
Great. All righty, thank you. So we've gone through building maintenance, COVID, so we're on to other business. And we have a the important dates calendar that Helma sent out. Gloria, anything on that?
Just one thing. I appreciate you doing this, Helma, because it's always, people have been asking me, but we used to have a special town meeting right before annual town meeting, but we haven't done that for a few years. So I think we can take the posting deadline for special town meeting warrants and the last day to register to vote for STM off this.
Okay. That's entirely up to you folks.
I think it's just a holdover because now if we have to do any, we can do it at town meeting. We don't have to have a special town meeting like we used to at 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
Although we did this last year, we did have to schedule a special town meeting, I believe, before. I don't know if that makes any difference.
It was something that came up on broadband that we had to do, and it wasn't included in the first posting for the special town meeting. We ended up having
That was on a different day. That was on in July. That wasn't on the same day as the annual.
Okay.
So, we can take those off. That's fine. And you're absolutely right, Gloria, that now the practice has become just incorporate everything into the annual town meeting. And if need be, specify like what fiscal year it applies to.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Other than that, I think it looks good.
Thanks, Gloria. Brian, anything else on the dates calendar?
No.
Good.
No.
All right. I'm good too. Thanks, Thelma. Appreciate it.
I have one question. Helma, are you going to post this on a website?
Yes, I will. And I'll also post a paper copy, like by the payphone.
Oh, good idea.
There's enough room there to post a paper copy.
Great.
Next item is the town report dedication. Gloria, have anything on that?
Well, there were two names suggested. I think that, wait, am I echoing or what?
I don't know where it's coming from. Somebody has.
Yeah, we all are. It's driving me nuts. But anyway, oh well. Just another little push. I think the Richard GR is a really good idea, and I think that the other person that Hilma mentioned is a super really good idea also, so I would go with those two.
I second that.
And I'm perfectly fine in accepting your agreement on those. I'm not, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of history with these folks, so but I'm happy to agree with you and support it.
Excellent. So do we need a motion, or do we just say, yeah, what are we going to do?
No, go ahead. Let's do a motion.
Okay. I move that we dedicate the Heath annual town report to the two people Hilma recommended.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. Green Communities update. Brian?
We have a meeting tomorrow night with the Energy Advisory Committee and Alyssa Rose, and we're just going to kind of update where we are. I haven't heard back from Andrea about the award, which we voted last week for the insulation company, Energia. But anyway, that's in the works. So we have to eventually sign the contract and get a notice to proceed out. But hopefully that will be soon.
Brian, do you remember how soon that work would happen?
I can look it up. I thought it was like 3 weeks or after the notice to proceed, something like that, within 3 weeks of the notice to proceed. But I could be, I don't know. I have to look it up.
So the reason I'm asking is, and maybe I just need further clarification, but is Claire still in that building?
She is.
Can she be in that building when this is happening?
That's a conversation we have to have. They're going to be doing the work from the outside.
So they won't be coming in the building, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't have ambient ambient cellulose
right.
in the air. So anyway, okay. I think we need to talk to Energia and see what the impact of their work is going to be on that space. And then we can decide whether or not Claire needs to vacate the space.
I just didn't want to forget that if the dates go, you know, and I didn't know, like, if she does need to go pull out for a period of time, how much notice she needs. So I didn't want, like, all of a sudden to be like, oh, my God, they're starting next week, and we didn't talk about that. So,
No, it's going to be that quick.
Okay. All right. Gloria, anything, questions or anything on green communities?
Nope, I'm all set. Thank you.
All right. The next item on other business is the Board of Health response letter that was on tabled from last week because I was not here. And I would like to table that again because I have some questions in regards to some of the other concerns that has gone to Mark, and I'm just waiting for some response to send out to everybody. So can we table that? Brian, you wrote the letter. Are you okay if we table that again?
Yep, I am.
All right, thanks. And then we have a resident email response on constitutional rights. Gloria, that letter came. Thank you for doing that. Brian, are you good with that letter that was proposed by Gloria?
I didn't get it. I can't download. This email package didn't go out till late in the afternoon, and I've not been able to download very much this week. I've been going over to the school to do it. So I didn't see it, but if it looks good to you and it looks good to Gloria, I mean, Gloria wrote it, so it should look good to her, but if you feel, I don't want to hold it up.
Either way, thank you, Gloria, I thought it was a good letter. Gloria, did you have any concerns about it or anything?
No, I don't have any concerns about it.
Okay. So I really up to you, Brian, on that. Like I said, I'm good, but it could wait if you want to read it.
If you both are, I can accept your judgment on this. I'll look at it. If I have any comments, I would send them along later, but I don't see any reason to hold up a response.
Okay. All right. Are we doing motions on these? Do we need to vote on this type of thing?
Okay, I move that we send the letter in response to Jesse as submitted.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thanks again, Gloria, for doing that.
Welcome.
And we have the addition of a rental.
I don't know if this is, it's a potential thing. I don't know if it's even worth pursuing. I tried, but got nowhere. This was an ad in Saturday's Recorder, and it's the second time it ran. And it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a need to lease 3,726 rentable square feet yielding approximately 3,233 usable square feet of office space in Franklin County. And I didn't know if we wanted to explore this further. I tried, but I got nowhere. I need better internet to try to do this. Plus, I just didn't quite get it.
I would direct that to the Building Use Committee and let them explore that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because they're meeting. I think they're meeting weekly now. I think that's what I was told. So. I think
They can do that.
This is Pam. We're not meeting weekly, but we do have a meeting on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, so if we, Gloria, if you could get that to them, get that over to Barbara, that'd be great.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't see that in the paper. I'll have to do it. It's in the recorder?
Yeah, it was on. It was in Saturday, but it was actually the second time in, like, I saw it earlier, like a week or two ago, but it was in Saturday's paper, so. They obviously didn't get a response since the last time, so.
Interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so that's it for other business. Unless somebody else has something that they want in there. Gloria, anything else for other business?
No, nothing for me.
Brian, anything for other business tonight?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So then next we have mail and email, which is always email. I don't know why I say mail. But we have two parts tonight. A lot of them we've kind of gone through, or some of them, I should say, not a lot. In part one, I'll just zip through part one, and then you can let me know if there's anything you want on the agenda for next week. So we have resonance comments after meeting thoughts. We have email David DeVore and Art about broadband and voice over internet information. We have about the phone system. We have a email, FEMA-related email modifications to reimbursements for public assistance through in COVID cost sharing. We have Northeast IT revised COVID employee policy. We have the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, the recycling dividend program, the grant balance information. And then we have the Mosquito District annual report for your review. And DOR, Franklin County Tax Excess and Deficiency Balance Sheet. So any items you'd like on the agenda next week, Gloria, in part one?
I was thinking that maybe when we have our MLB meeting, we might want to discuss this email from about the phone service.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I think the MLB could talk with MLPAC and then make a recommendation over to Select Board. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Anything else in part one?
No, not me.
Okay, Brian, anything in part one that you'd like on the agenda?
No.
All right. And then in part two, which is what came today, so late, Brian, you probably didn't have a chance to look at it. I can't download it. I'll just go through it real quick. It was the draft, Gloria's draft letter that we just reviewed. And then we have a resignation from Suzanne Hene from the Cultural Council. And also a resignation from Margot Newton from the MLPAC. So we want to accept those?
Yep, I move that we accept Suzanne Hannay's resignation from the Cultural Council with regret.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye.
Okay, now I move to accept Margot Newton's resignation from the MLPAC with regret.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye.
And Hilma, I am assuming you're going to write letters that we're going to sign telling them thank you for their service. And I didn't want to forget that I don't think we sent a letter to Kara when she resigned from the Building Use Committee.
Okay.
Maybe we could have one of those for her too.
I'll prepare all those letters. I'll also put the response letter you wrote, Gloria, on letterhead.
Okay.
And then I'll let you folks know when they're ready to sign.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And do we need to replace these individuals? I don't know how many people are on the cultural council.
At one point, there were 9, because we appointed a whole bunch of them recently. Last September, August, whenever it was, but.
Right. There's still, I think one person resigned several months ago, so there should be like 7 members still, which is quite a sizable number, it seems.
So should we be at least sending a note? Well, I don't know who's going to be the chair, since she was the chair, but we probably should at least be sending a note, I don't know, saying that we're assuming they're okay with that number, or asking, or I can't imagine we need to replace, but maybe we do. I'm not familiar enough to know the answer to that.
Okay.
And then I don't know about the ML PAC.
That was something that Art suggested be on the agenda for the MLB meeting Thursday.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thanks. And then the rest of part 2 is a letter from residents, commendation for the fire chief, Nick, and the ambulance crew for a recent transportation assist that they did. And then another rental request for space, for office space from a resident. So that, did that go through since, I don't know, did that go to the use committee?
No, but I don't think it would, because it's long-term use.
Oh, that's right. It's long term. Right.
But I mean, I've been, as you can see, like I had done an initial response to her, and I was going to like continue to communicate with the resident about, you know, what her expectations were. That kind of thing, if that's all right with you folks.
That's fine, because then we should put it on the agenda for next week.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't think there's really anything else in part 2 for the agenda next week, because we've already discussed, or will be discussing, everything in a different setting. Do you agree, Gloria? Or is there anything else you want on the agenda next week?
No, I agree with you.
Brian, you can't see it, but.
You just mentioned the rental.
Yeah.
I did see it. The person sent us an email directly, too, so I did see that. It seemed like something that has to be coordinated with the building use committee. I know Hilma is the point person on this, but they're the ones that manage the site. And I think they can figure that out and make a suggestion.
Yeah, I think we should keep them in the loop as well.
Yeah, well, I'd called Pam, because she's really the point person on the committee in terms of coordinating the space. The use of space over there. So she and I have had an initial conversation.
Very good. Thank you. All right. So that's all of the email mail. And is there a town coordinator report?
Yes. I just didn't get it emailed in time, and I apologize for that. So following last week's meeting, I had contacted Northeast IT. They are in the process of setting up town emails for each of the select board members. I need to call the technician who's working on that tomorrow, because evidently he has a couple of questions. Let's see, there's also been an issue with my email in that sometimes when I send out attachments, they get converted into a different program that's not commonly used. And so, like, for example, Alice was not able to open attachments being sent from me because they would change, like I send them out either in Word or Excel, and somewhere in transit they were getting changed. So that I think has been worked out. Pardon?
I just said, oh good, because I can only open them if I use a certain email program and not my other two.
Yeah, you were one of the other ones. And then I had also contacted our technicians about going ahead and preparing like the proposal of like the upgrade part of the work that they're going to be doing that's covered by the grant. So they're working on that. I have a phone appointment to talk to the two of them on Thursday morning to go over what they see as the work that should be done on the upgrade part. Then let's see, the next thing, been working a little bit on the annual town report. Reports are beginning to come in. So I'm sending them along to Liz Canale so she can work on the formatting. And also I've begun work on the update of all the like town officials and committee lists that goes into the report. And then like the other, I guess, major project that I've been working on has been like all the work that I reported earlier to do with the indoor hotspot. So that's it.
Thanks, Emma. Since you're going to be dealing with Northeast IT, can you please follow up with Alice and see what the computer issue that she has is that we just heard about?
Yes, I intend to do that.
That would be wonderful.
Yep. Oh, I guess I could also say, while you were like discussing things with Jeff about the budget and his budget and everything, I sent an email to the accountant and asked him where things stood in terms of free cash. And he said that he is going to be sending out like his, I don't know, the report, request, whatever it is, to get the free cash certified. He's going to send that out this week. And he said there's usually about a 1 week turnaround time so that we should be hearing something next week.
Thank you.
Yep.
Wonderful. Okay, any questions on the town coordinator report? Brian, anything for Hilma?
Nope, I'm good.
Gloria?
I just have one thing. Has the phone situation at Jacobs Road been resolved at all? Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
No, it hasn't. However, I got desperate enough that I looked up, I should have put this in my report too. I looked up the company that makes the phones. And well, last week when I was able to get to town hall, I got the name of the company. I got the model number of the phones. So I looked them up online. I read some information about the phones. And I ordered two different, like, power cords that would go to regular electrical outlets. Because I think what we have at Town Hall is it's like an Ethernet cable that supplies the power.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And which I guess we don't have over at Jacobs Road. So anyway, I ordered the, pardon?
There is an Ethernet system there.
There is.
But this is getting too complicated. I think you need what's called a power over Ethernet, a power supply. It's PoE. And that you need, because you need to supply power to the phone as well as having internet access.
Right.
So anyway, I'm sure Northeast IT can figure that part out, or Crocker, whoever we're using. I guess Crocker, right?
Crocker. However, they talking to them on the phone hasn't yielded very positive results.
I have one I have one of those phones here, you know, and I'm using it just fine. And so we should be able to do this.
Well, that's what they claim too. But anyway, it's still a work in progress.
Well, good luck with the things you ordered. And thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I actually think that Crocker has to come and program that phone once you install it. When you move it.
So yeah.
That's what he did. When I got mine installed here, I had to have the Crocker guy come and program it here. You know, I had gotten the power supply and all that, but it wouldn't work until he actually came and did the programming work.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. The only other item is to figure out our agenda for next week. I don't know. We will keep building maintenance, COVID, green communities update, obviously. Maybe the Board of Health response letter, assuming Mark gets back information for us that I'll send out. And what else? Oh, rental, maybe rental opportunities. Yeah, no, definitely rental opportunity for Jacobs. What else did we just say? Anything else?
Who's writing the Select Board annual report?
Oh boy. Listen to everyone volunteer.
Well, usually the chair writes it, but
when is it due? Put it on my list of things to do.
March 15th.
All right. Robin, if you want to rough it out and email it to me, I can flush it out for you so we can write it together, but you can just let me know what you want in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pass it around and, you know, fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the agenda, anything else? Let's see, I was just looking, what else do we have? We might have items from the MLB, because we're gonna meet Thursday. And then we'll just have to, if there's other things, we'll have to add them. And then 2 weeks, we'll have another budget hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, did we agree on somebody? We're going to do police and fire, maybe?
and treasurer.
Okay.
And I have all three of those scheduled.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So is there anything else, Gloria, for tonight?
No, there isn't.
Anything from you, Brian?
No.
Gloria Hilma?
No, I'm all set, I think.
All right, then. I have a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you all.
Robin, would you like to have a conversation? Would you like to stay and have a conversation?